Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angie, and I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to open up my unemployment claim.
May I start off with your social security number?
423-496-8879.
May I please have your first and last name?
Kaden Crosby, K-A-D-E-N-C-R-O-S-B-Y.
And may I please have your date of birth?
6/30/1999.
May I please have your mother's maiden name?
Deborah Turner.
And may I please have your driver's license number or your state ID number?
9699-277.
Wait a minute, can I have that driver's license or state ID number again?
9699-277.
Would that be a state ID or a driver's license?
Driver's license.
And may I please ask what state it was issued in?
Alabama. Hello. Hello.
Your 4-digit PIN number is 1069. You wrote it down?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I need to do?
I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, may I please have your race?
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated on diploma.
8th grade or 12th?
12.
And you non-Hispanic? You say you completed 12th grade. You are a U.S. citizen, I believe. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And may I please have your home address?
101 Peppermint Drive, Castle Beard, Alabama, 36432.
Is there an apartment number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes.
Okay, I have your home address. It's 101 Peppermint Drive, Castleberry, Alabama, 36432. Is that correct?
Yes.
And may I please have, what was your job title?
Mold builder. I think it was mold builder.
And are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Yes. I'm not looking for any type of work, really.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$13 an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
And do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October the 1st, 2022 and September the 30th of 2023?
No, ma'am.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
I already have the Alabama prepaid card.
Okay. And can I please have the name of your last employer?
Gates Precast.
What was it?
Gates Precast. GATEPRE.
Is there another name for them?
No, ma'am.
Because I don't see that on here.
It might just say Gates.
It don't say that. That's why I was asking you. Is that what's on your pay stub?
Yes, ma'am.
Or your W-2?
LI University.
Nope.
What about Grady?
GREDE?
Yes.
And can I please have their phone number?
Oh, 251-809-2300.
And may I please have a work location city?
Boone.
You said what's the city?
Boone, Alabama.
B-O-U?
No, B-R-E-W-C-O-N.
Oh, Bruton. And may I please have your start date?
Come on. Start on March 16th, 2023.
And may I please have the last day that you worked?
Wait, one more. I think I got my date mixed up. One moment, please. I started August the 17th, and I ended that job on March 23rd. August 17th, 2022, and I ended on March 23rd, 2023.
Okay. You say March the
Yeah, I saw the
March 23rd. And what year was that you ended it? Was it in 23 also? No, 24.
No, I had started graded in March 2022. I mean, in April 2022, and I ended in March 23rd. I was giving you the job because you said you couldn't find Gate. So I'm not sure why Gate Precast. No, but the name of Gate is Gate Precast Company. That's for my next job.
So you started. You said April.
Yes, now,
or
April
August. 17th. Oh, April. I could put August. April. So April 17, 2022. And your last day of working there was March 23rd or 23. 2020. Okay, I got it right. And why are you no longer working?
Terminate.
And the reason you are no longer working?
I think it's my absence.
Okay, name and title of the person who discharged you. If you don't know the last name, that's okay.
I don't know that. I just know it was HR. It was the HR manager. I don't know her name.
Okay, HR management. And the date of your discharge.
It was March 23rd.
Okay. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Absence.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Come to work, I had asked for my vacation days, they kind of didn't have them, so I had to.
So you say you did what now?
I asked, can I get my vacation days, but they told me I didn't have them. I had vacation days, but they said I didn't have them. So they didn't put my vacation days in, so it was all on one of two.
So that will answer the question of why what was your absentees about?
Yes.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No, ma'am.
Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. So do you certify by entering your full name that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer some randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dothan, Evergreen, Abbeville, Decatur, or none of the above?
Okay.
You said Evergreen?
Good morning.
What color is your 2004 BMW 3 Series? Is it black, gold, green, white, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
Never had a BMW. I mean, I'm pretty upset they got that question from my brother.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Would that be 1290 South Mount Pleasant Avenue, 1460 County Road 288, 502 21st Avenue, 683 Founders Park Drive West, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
1290 South Mount Pleasant.
And do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
No.
Hmm?
I ain't hear you.
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information is provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, which is the benefits, rights, and responsibilities? Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, it normally takes 3 weeks. Excuse me. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, which is the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. It contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed and filed your unemployment claim. Hello?
Hello.